Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good. An international
call. Interface complete.
All right, well, that is half correct. Boy, DJ smells so good. Extra remote today on the show. We live from Titusville. What's up, Chico? I know I'm coming to the house. Now we got groceries. All that I'm talking about. It's time. We might end the show. Hey, Auntie. All right. I forgot to say it in Spanish. You know, Viva Las Locas, something like that. That's how we do it. We live from 32nd and Chelsea Street, y'all. Either coming grocery, we damn sure coming to your house. That's good eating. Now it's like I'm dog dead in.
What's up?
Got Mitch Million there, but he in the back. I might eat, y'all. So y'all got the all on, so the show gonna be a little different today. But we got a real issue we need to talk about. Some real shit that's been going on and it's affecting you mamas out there. And a couple of y'all daddies, too. And it's an important issue. It isn't about talking, people. You got to talk. All right? Miscommunication is fucking up our households. Gambling. I got an exclusive gambler to talk to you about gambling and the effects of gambling today. Live. Yeah.
Yes, gambling is a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. You know, but I was one of those persons that saw, well, not me. I can handle it. I can keep it under control, you know. I can just spend a little bit, just do a little bit to gain a whole lot. But my little bit turned into a whole lot. And when I'm trying to win, I don't already score.
All right. So how much you lost yesterday?
I lost $3,000. I had a relapse. I had a relapse, you know. Because I had told myself I wasn't going to go back out, you know. I had a relapse.
$3,000, people. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I ain't no millionaire. Tempted to be losing $3,000 like that.
In the hood. Shit, damn. When you said they in the hood, we in the hood, people. Ask Miss Sasha Triple X. She's in the hood. All the way from Australia, I brought it down into the hood. That's how I told you I'd do. I'm real.
Right.
Y'all come visit me, man. We're going to hang out in the hood. You know what I'm saying? We're going to smoke tokens. You can't handle the smoking tokens. We ain't going to be hanging in the hood too long. But we still hang. Take it to Ebo City and some shit. Sit out. Drink wine and shit. Eat
yes,
bread
yes.
And some shit.
Yes.
Other than that, you know. But yeah, today's show all the way up till Wednesday. The theme is leading up to Las Vegas. People are supposed to go to Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying?
Not to gamble.
Oh hell no, I don't do gambling. I won't be spending one dime in Vegas on no motherfucking slot machines or nothing else. I'll be spending mine on.
There's one trip I'm gonna be able to take, man.
Yeah.
That trip to Vegas. That's like.
Crackhead in heaven.
That's like waving some crack in front of a crackhead that ain't smoked in 3 days.
Nigga throw that shit. Nigga threw that bitch in a 15-foot pool and shit. Nigga say he can't swim. Some crack in that motherfucker shit. That bitch became Red Cross certified. Shit,
that
crack. What?
Yo, man, but that's serious. All jokes aside, that's serious shit, though. Don't have nothing shit.
People would die, throw $1 million in a plastic bag, throw it in the bottom of a pool.
People will die trying to get it.
People die trying to get it.
No uniform.
They have a pool full of bodies. They're trying to drown with their hands on it, but they can't get back up. This came from.
No way. Bitch so scared of water, ain't take a bath, and God knows when. And but a dump down in that motherfucker, so you said drown.
For that so-called American dream, people give their life for.
For that mighty dog.
Mentally, take themselves all out the game. You know what I'm saying? Hey, people, if you try to call in, you know what I'm saying, chat room closed right now, you know what I'm saying, excuse me. Yeah, well, it's the chat room right now because we ain't even on the bridge. We beam down there, you know what I'm saying, I had to beam down to the hood, so the bridge is on autopilot, the ship is on autopilot, control room is on autopilot.
I'm so glad, I'm scared of heights. I ain't coming out on those places.
That's all, you know, I had to come down to the hood, do what we do, you know what I'm saying, represent. So it ain't gonna be too much news right now, you know what I'm saying? We got 2 hours though, so I
probably only have one black man on Star Trek.
Yeah, I get to a spot. I might plug up and play some news today. Yeah, we're gonna do this, I gotta go do a booth with this guy. Got an outlet somewhere? Oh, fuck it, we got music, people. There we go, people. All right, we got music. That's the theme music for today. Got another news of the day coming to you live from the hood. Get live news. Live nothing news from the hood. You know what I'm saying? And what we're talking about today, man, is motherfuckers not communicating with the family, not communicating, period. And shit going wrong. Yeah, feeling like Ice Cube. But I'm not. Today was a woe day. You know what I'm saying? And what I've personally been through is family, and I ain't gonna name no members of the family. You know what I'm saying? Just know they're in the family. And they're female. But the niggas, I don't know. They just fuck off money until they ain't got no more. But we don't do all that loan shit. And, you know, to get more and more and more shit. Hell no. Females, yeah. Take it to another level. You know what I'm saying? So we've been coming into in the 2000 era, you know what I'm saying, is women out there going and getting loans and loans against the house and doing whatever with the money and not paying it back. And then turn around and facing, you know what I'm saying, not foreclosure, just shit, the motherfucker come and take the house here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, close. I don't know what the fuck the four is. Four is about to get closed. Yeah, it's not. It's just close. Yeah, we got to get the fuck up out of here. And what's been happening is, it's been happening within a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? Normally, when you get kicked out of your place of residence, you know, you got to go through it. It's a lengthy process you can actually take it through. You can go through the landlord-tenant dispute, take them to court, and you know what I'm saying? So all that time, you know, you drag it out. That's a couple of months after that. And then after that, that's when they serve the papers. And you still got a couple of weeks after that to get out, at least 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? After that to get out. So what we've been coming up on is 3-day notices, you know what I'm saying? Out of the L, and you got to fuck up out of it. Shit's getting kind of crazy, dude. We got to, you know what I'm saying? For real. Shouts out to Fabo, provide the backup music. God damn, what the hell on y'all? These motherfuckers all running, riding around Manstone. Something's gotten y'all. Yeah, we giving y'all daily updates. This is this news, you know what I'm saying? Every time you see me say, damn, fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? That's a breaking news report, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already know. So, you gotta communicate, people. That's the bottom line, you know what I'm saying? We got to talk to your family. We got to talk to
your loved ones, you know what I'm saying? You can't leave them in the dark. And, yeah, that's the bottom line, man. It's coming into a real issue. And then the males, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be taking some calls cause, in a minute, you know what I'm saying, on it. At 347-237-5125. Well, I'm going to switch up and everything. You just got to give me a quick second, you know what I'm saying? I'm out and about, smoking and toking, you know what I'm saying? And get to a live location. We're going to plug up. Man. We're going to get some music on and all that kind of good shit. And, hey, stop talking while I'm talking. Man. Oh. I guess we'll have a two-way into the 94.1, too. Make sure y'all call the radio station where we're listening to 94.1, Wild 94.1, 727-578-9941, and request Super D featuring John Newt. The song called Take It On Down. And you'll sound just like these motherfuckers right here. Yeah, well, and we're live from Tampa, Florida, people, just letting you know what I'm saying? Tampa, Florida, 81 Trey. Trey for all the way to Trey Dukes, Chelsea Street, you know what I'm saying? And we're on a lunchtime bar mile, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, we're going to sit here and groove to some music and talk, find some solutions, you know what I'm saying? Gambling is a problem, people. The biggest addiction among all drugs. It is a drug. Think just because you ain't ingesting something. Drug. You get high for winning. Right or wrong. This is the end there. Don't you get high when you win? Off your winning?
Never win enough, people.
And, you know. Yeah, we having our last days, man. You know what I'm saying? You know. And, basically just hanging out. Living life, you know what I'm saying? Living life, man. You got to enjoy each and every day, though, people. You got to live for the next. Yeah, nice, mama. All right. You know, and that gambling, you got to do that in increments, you know what I'm saying? That's something like you got to do once a month. It gets addictive, man. It's like smoking weed to people, like smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? Want to get shots out my dog Goofy Bone for hitting me up on the, on the chirp. And, reminded me that the show was supposed to start, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to get high. Completely forgot about the damn show and shit, you know what I'm saying? But we here, people, you know what I'm saying? My bad. Yeah, that's what we do. We live. Shit goes down. Live on Regular Game Radio. Start shit, smell it, pride. You know what I'm saying? But we had to beam down and do some local shit right now. You know, do some local promotion. Shout out to Ms. John New. You know, make sure y'all check her out live on MySpace.com, John New the Prince. Check her out there. And, check me out live on everything. And we got a live video coming soon, too. Livestream.com/WDGE Radio. And y'all can check out the live video. Broadcast and all, everything, interviews, we'll be doing everything, man. Keeping it raw. You know what I'm saying? We'll be keeping it raw. So, come alive. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. We can get to some music real quick, so I got to roll up, smoke five. You know what I'm saying? Get up, get out, and get something. Yeah. Oh, okay. Might get some interference, so. Y'all on. We're listening to the Wild 94.1, a.k.a. the Hood Radio. Oh, there you go. Uh-oh. Eric B. and Rakim, y'all. Original hip-hop shit. Gotta get some blood, y'all. Hold on.
Even a body language was strong. Her name was Mahogany. Friend's name was Ebony. I said, my name is Ra, and this is Eric Lee. Since the music was loud, I said, let's take a walk so we can talk to see New York. So time didn't start until 1 o'clock, but once I entered your mind, I wouldn't want to stop. Arrest your thoughts, so we were making the same. Calm your sergeant friend. Moments of mineral, poetry, so big, purple vitamin effect, like cool dick to tell how you feel, and I'll reveal the pills out of hair to pain, cause I'm real, but you must have OD, cause she couldn't resist, she spoke so, yeah, she said, oh, for me, for going crazy, you love me on my test and call me Mr. She said she want my kids and help me make my next G. Tell me I ain't with that bar than me. So I described her, something to survive, father, lava, and much for the wiser. The light I shine, but it ain't no spark.
Once again,
Bye, people. Yeah, we had to take a commercial break, you know what I'm saying? Live out here on the block. We're in the middle of the hood, man, you know what I'm saying? We're doing this shit super focused. And, got a couple people, I guess, new to this. So, yeah, we're true to this. This is Regular Gang Radio. I'm representing 813 International, you know what I'm saying? And, music is provided to you by White Boy Network, 94.1. You know what I'm saying? They don't play any artists. That's why we don't listen to their shit. Tell the fuck. But anyway, I'm a nigga Mitch Millionaire out in this motherfucker, man. What's that?
Oh,
I'm talking about smoking weed. Yeah, y'all already know, man. Y'all had to start some Triple X, you know what I'm saying, about the hood, man. Yeah, I had it in the hood, too, man. I had to start some hood. I rode right by it. I said, that's Mitch Millionaire house, you know what I'm saying? Huh? It's on blast now, but I had to drop off party time. I'll pick him up from work. Huh? Yeah, in the band. I had in the band. He's down here. He's down for the weekend. Friday. He came down Friday. Straight up. He's down here on vacation. Going state to state.
Oh, that was
cool. Man, I understand. But see, we're supposed to hang out Saturday, though. We'll hang out. We got fucked up, though, you know. Supposed to hang out Saturday. Yeah. Brought him by the block, throw the tray pole, you know what I'm saying? Throw the Mitch Millionaire, the lower part of the time to stay here, you know what I'm saying? Throw the whole hood, man, that's how I do. I ain't got time to bring your ass to motherfucking Ebo City and all that other bullshit. Try to go to your channel side, please!
Hey,
all right. I know how we do, man. We country too, people, so if y'all ass, y'all have something down here? Bitch, we're going to be clowns on you. We'll speak to you. That's the other house in town. You know what I'm saying? Unless you act like an asshole, we won't speak. Y'all got to hold on, though. I'm rolling up. Nah, I ain't got nothing but them Fagos. Fagos and water. Selling drinks, people. You know what I'm saying? Ice cold. Hold up.
Black
Mountain. Nigga, that Black Mountain ain't no motherfucking business, eh? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? This is the Black Mountain. Where they do that at? Man, there ain't been no motherfucking talk about no slowing economy. Just said the goddamn recession was over. What kind of shit is that? Oh, yeah. They got to phase out the. They got to phase out the commercials and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they just print that bullshit in the headlines talking about experts say the recession is over.
I
know, what the fuck is this on?
I
love when they were talking about the recession. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking, they went up 4 cents, nigga. Or down 4 cents.
You know, Bush in the office, with Obama in the office,
ain't nothing. I ain't even know who was in the office, really. If you wasn't to print that shit in the newspaper, nigga wouldn't give a fuck who was in office. Mm-hmm. It's because bitches put that shit in the headline and make an issue out of it. Fuck. Do your goddamn job.
Today is my day to get so motherfucking high, boy.
It didn't matter what good.
You know?
We want to put
it. So motherfucking high, boy.
Put a Martian in that motherfucker. I don't give a goddamn.
I'm going to be so high so I have a brain tumor racing to the place.
Y'all gotta excuse the extra allodosis words that we speak out here too. People. Be on some other shit. We got a different vocabulary. We got
my vocabulary.
I don't even know how to sum that up when we talk. Hey. Hold on, Will.
For more than 30 years,
man,
I've got
oh, man. Oh, man, you gotta put that dude in there with this filth. Oh, man, you that fuck. Listen, people, one rule of thumb is when you smoking,
man,
you don't fire up no phone substances. You don't fire no cigarettes, no Black and Mild, no half a Tampa. Address ain't got nothing to do with the session. Okay, it's a weed session. It ain't got nothing to do with it.
420 every day.
Lag.
420 every day.
Falsifying the air right now. He's falsifying the air. He's falsifying the air right now. He's falsifying the air. It's all good.
And his fake old strong.
Huh?
That's what's up.
All right, cool. All right, do it. All right, cool.
What's this? There's a cheerleader parading on the road with his little risky boy.
Oh, I forgot, y'all. We just live. A1 Trey went to Tampa, Florida. Let you know. Home is motherfucking battery last, too. We're going to be live.
Yeah.
Hello. We all from New York. There you go. All right, y'all. We back to the old school jam. Hey, y'all going? Jam out. That live coffin over there, people. That's that Piff Network right there. Call the Piff Network. Uh-oh. Is it the Piff Network? Is it the Piff Network? Yes, it is. Sally.
Sally. That girl. Sally is a girl that likes to play.
Y'all ain't even know they don't talk about cocaine, man.
Sally is okay. She has a different fellow every day of the week. Or maybe three, just to make
Sally, that girl. Way back then, we were already.
Sally's never tired, and she's never alone. Oh, Sally, she's a fellow with a groan. Sally, that girl.
I got something everybody's sure like
Don't talk to you.
Oh, okay. Indian prince. Back with Sonic, not chilling low with the fast type. Get dumb. Then you hit a drum.
Yo, Dre, watch pump it up some.
I pumped it up, so now what's up? Yo, yellow boy, add a little cut. What the hell? You think we need some bells?
Yeah, home. Might as well.
There it is. So now what's next?
A little... So find me a
hold it. Wait a minute. You need something else, man. That's what I want you to do. Feel the groove. What's the groove? Yo, yo, I'm tired. What about you?
Man, it's something to dance to.
Man, that's whack. Everybody use that. Yo, once you break back, grab the track. Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm saying. I like it when that dope is playing. Real loud. Man, let's go. I think my feet are close. Pass me no damn much. Man, I don't give a what? You want to leave? With all these females pulling on my face? All right, man. You can get home, boy. No sweat. What I want you to do. Let the bass kick.
You don't want to get with no old person, and they already done went through life, and you just going through it.
Yeah, I've never, ever turned down anybody that's way over my age. I've never really dated too much younger than me. I've always kept at my age or over the age, but I found older guys more attractive than anything.
Slip and fall, call 1-800 Morgan Law, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
You know the last damn show pops off Saturday at the Trop. So Saturday night, E-Boy City turns to our home for the last damn show 11, Reloaded After Party. Only at Club. This year's after party will be bigger and better than ever before. Check the lineup. We got the Goody Mob, we got Plies, we got Fabulous, we got Twister with Do or Die. All of them are on stage, including the sexy Carrie Hilson and the New Boys, plus more. So it's only fitting that we throw the biggest after party going down right after the show. DJ Chris John and King JB are performing live on the tables for Wild's official after party. You know, like I know, you better get your VIP passes in advance or holler at the Cream Team and tell it low at 813-516, Sky with an E, do it real big style. Drink specials all night, plus hosted by
Buckwheat,
so he'll have
it going
down.
All right, you can't be advertising for Y951.
Don't want to miss this because it's big. Communication. Welcome to
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, your Verizon Fios is ready to go.
Wow, that's amazing.
With Verizon's new Fios TV, internet, and phone package, we have it all.
My thing is this nigga with my Kala. I need my Vida Loca. I need my own reality show, boy. And when it breaks down, I'm going to put it back and even higher.
It's so amazing. It's impossible.
Watch this. I'm going to say, Vida Loca. Where is Loca?
Man, get a 50%
deposit,
just $99.99 a month for the 1-year agreement. Not only that,
$150
back, and if you call right now, Vida Loca.
No, shouts out to Mitch Millionaire. Motherfucking my nigga dead in. Everybody hanging out on the block. Oh, man. Be back around in a second, man. Going down in the hood, you know what I'm saying? Hello. But we still broke though, man. Get a little money. And we still broke. You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that?
I hear you, Papa.
That's not the Papa. You know what I'm saying? In the hood. I'm all around right now, y'all. You know what I'm saying? In the center. Going to get up in the spaceship. Yeah, every once in a while, you know what I'm saying, you got to beam back down to the planet, you know what I'm saying, check the earth out, y'all. Don't never get, you know what I'm saying, too scared to come back home. You know, that's what I do. You know what I'm saying, I represent. Come back to my hood, beam down for a little while, hang out with the people, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, and then, get back on my grind, my grit, you know. That's what I'm back on, y'all, back on my grind, my grit. And, got a blast back on. They're going to these damn starships, hollering and pissing. Down in down. Damn Florida, boy. Oh, shit. Y'all come down here, don't be surprised. It's a little hot. You know, we should have a good time. Have a good time. All right, y'all, let's go ahead and beam up real quick. Yeah. Get on the starship real quick. Get ready to do my thing. But we live on 34th of Chelsea Street. You know what I'm saying? What I do each and every day. Come down here to the Bay FLA. But you catch me anywhere around town. You know what I'm saying? I ride around. Doing my thing. I hustle. You know what I'm saying? And make money, man. That's what life is all about. I guess. But, you know, life all about to me is just helping people, man. That's what I like. Well, I'm all about helping people, you know what I'm saying? And, right, got power. All right, people. Going live in just a second. That's what I do, I help people. You know what I'm saying? People help me, network, and, you know what I'm saying? Things work smooth. It only comes if you don't want to help, man. That's when things start bumping ways. And, shit hits the fan. But, it's all good. So, communicate, people. That's the biggest thing, man. You got to communicate. You know what I'm saying? I had a talk with my mom this morning. You know what I'm saying? On financial affairs and stuff. I had to be honest with them. You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes you got to put things aside in order to make certain things happen. You know what I'm saying? And it's been the same with me. Sometimes we talk about something too much. You know what I'm saying? It don't happen. So I'm on to just make it happen to them, you know what I'm saying? So that's why all week long is all about Vegas, you know what I'm saying? And Thursday I'll be taking off, and Thursday night I'll be in motherfucking Las Vegas, Nevada, fucking desert, hanging out. Goofy Bone, Sweet C Love, Versace Triple X, Ken Kareem, I'll be the wise one, you know what I'm saying? And whoever else, 100,000 other people that's already going to be there, we're going to be interviewing and having a good time. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's how we going to be. You know what I'm saying? So have a good time. And if you're in Las Vegas and y'all hear this broadcast, you know what I'm saying? Show up, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a good time. Show up. You know, get live on the show, get heard to the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have my video camera with me. Actually, I'm going to have my webcam too, so shit. Well, we got Wi-Fi, we're going to have a webcam hooked up, you know what I'm saying? And we'll be live on cam. So I'm doing that shit. That's going to be a fool too, you know what I'm saying? See everybody live. I try to have the webcam down here. I totally forgot to hook the bitch up. I had it. I totally forgot to hook the bitch up. You know what I'm saying? But, broadcast live and time traveling and anywhere else to really record the moment. But, you know, it's all good.
What the hell is this? You know, on a goddamn Bill Clinton with a fucking statue in Kosovo. Man, what the fuck is, man? Yeah, man, the Green Bay want Brett Favre back. Nah, fuck that. Y'all let his ass go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, new rec, rules restricting women's faces. Yeah, man, we can't disrespect people's religions, you know what I'm saying? Want to keep their faces. I'm reading headlines, Keith. I'm sorry. I'm just reading y'all random headlines before I get the same. Off the Richter scale, you know what I mean? And it blast off. So we at the top of the hour, so I am gonna get this later news. Cause the fish is starting to show off. You know what I'm saying? And you online, hold on. If I'm trying to get in on the bridge, you know what I'm saying, hold on. And everything will be popping. And Ellis Magumbo. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody who tuned in, you know what I'm saying, and doing the show. This is an unorthodox, oddball, wild type shit I do here. And you never know what I do on this. Now, but I know the wildest thing I have heard is a motherfucker fucking on this show. Live and shit, you know what I'm saying? He really wasn't tearing the pussy up or something, but you were doing it live. I'm like, damn, that's going to look like that. Good show I did, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to where the fuck that was.
That'll make dead mad, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, and this is the part you didn't smell the feel, a.k.a. Captain Smelly, you know what I'm saying? That motherfucker's conscious smelly crying. And, we beam off, man. We go around planet to planet. And, we beam up different people, man. Talk to them. You know what I'm saying? See what's going on in their world. You know what I'm saying? One day we might be in your world. Now, it's the same. Alright, here we go. Shout out to Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? Checking in, too. See? So, sort of like a damn Eric Moore part one. So yeah. So we bringing it back for the second hour to get it right, huh? For part two.
That's real.
That's out to 036, I see. Hold on, Pete, let me go ahead and finish the motherfucker off on four.
Real quick. Damn, tuning in and shit, everybody being patient. Being patient with me and shit, you know what I'm saying? Hold on just a second. I got you, 436. There we go. Bring them on board. All right.
436, you're in the bed. What's happening?
Hey, what's grinning, motherfucker?
All right, here we go. That's my nigga Ashwood.
Ashwood.
Isn't that nigga Ashwood? No sleep entertainment in the motherfucking building, man. You know what I'm saying? We just got up in here, man. You know what I'm saying? Know what we got to do about to get this show officially started. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's real, you know. And doing a real bit. Let me open up my the bridge real quick. Let me open up the bridge.
For sure.
And yeah, man, we're talking about, you know, all the way up till this weekend, you know what I'm saying, it's going down, man. I'm leaving Thursday. I'll be gone Thursday morning, flying out. And to Las Vegas, to the Nevada.
Oh, you going to the desert, huh?
Going to the desert, you know what I'm saying? Do some desert training and shit, you know what I'm saying? But
hell,
you know,
yeah.
I was just watching
that casino last night. Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah?
I was just watching that casino last night, that bitch hard body.
Oh. You know, you don't think you're finna park and shit, huh?
Well, you on the road?
Oh, no, I just pulled up to the spot, you know what I'm saying, for the takeoff in the Starship in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to come down and visit the hood and shit, you know what I'm saying, send a couple shots out to the hood and everything. And then I'm taking off, man, you know, I'm finna take off and
blast off, back off, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, matter of fact, let me go ahead and do that real quick. Let's get this thing fixed.
It's time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smellgood, and international co-host, Mrs. Tasha Triple X.
Yeah, that's funky right there. Shout out to the guests on the bridge. You know what I'm saying? Hey there, Miss Computer Lady. You know what I'm saying? She on the bridge. She on the Starship Bridge. Smelly Prime. Appreciate you coming through, hanging out. You know what I'm saying? We're just getting this thing cracking. And crack-a-lacking. What the went on with the bridge? I mean, the whole control room just went weirded out on me. I see they trying to make some changes and shit. That's big ups. You know what I'm saying? I give them a little air clap, blow talk for trying to, you know, make some improvements and shit. You know what I mean? There you go. Unreal. And just to let y'all know, the next few shows this week will be pumping up the infamous, and I do mean the infamous, BTRO's reunion. You know what I'm saying? Show. Going down. It's the biggest show on earth, y'all, in Las Vegas this weekend, November 5th through the 9th. We're coming up with new ideas to do, you know, while we're there, and new topics. We need some topics, y'all. We need something to really talk about when we're in Vegas, you know what I'm saying? What's something really interesting to do? Fuck gambling, you know what I'm saying? What can be accomplished while we're there? You know what I'm saying? As far as breaking all this records, entertainers, and shit like that. What can you do in Vegas to really, you know what I'm saying, come back to your hometown and get shit popping. You feel me?
You know. What about that big ass hole they got in the desert? You heard about that big ass hole out there?
No.
Shit. Don't get caught out in the desert in Vegas, man. If you ain't hear about them big ass holes they got in them desert, that should have swallowed you.
Oh, yeah, I know about that. I ain't hear about that. You talking about the sinkholes?
Yeah, when you get out there, just ask somebody about the holes in the desert. They'll tell you all about it. That bitch will swallow your ass.
Yeah, because I know they got, you know, when you're in the desert, yeah, they got sinkholes and shit that,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there ain't nothing to play with.
Nothing to play with.
Know that. West side. Well, Ash, what's going on today? I mean, how the footage came out for the show, you know what I'm saying? Performed the other night, Sharpay. Make sure y'all check out the footage on CampaRap.com. You know what I'm saying? He on there featured. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he got the. Matter of fact, let me check my damn self while I'm talking.
Yeah, you can YouTube it. I got your drop on there and everything.
You know what I'm saying?
You can YouTube it.
Yeah, that's some real shit. You don't talk about it if you will be or not. So if you send me somewhere, make sure you already been there. So I know what the hell's going on. Yeah, go there my damn self.
It's on YouTube. I YouTube the drop you did for me.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Yeah, y'all check out YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Got drops and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they got Tom G. Check them out. They got Tom G. Schools of Energy with Tom G. All right, I hear you.
Tampa Rat.
That's the time it is. Let's see what else we got down here.
Just working,
Zodiac,
hitting
prime.
You know it.
Keep grinding. What projects you got coming up? What you got coming up?
Well, right now, we're working on a DVD. I just put out a Chapter 4 mixtape just dropped October 17th. That's been out. And we're going to try to squeeze in one more project before the year's up, the DVD, No Sleep DVD. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So just trying to put the DVD together. That's why I needed that drop from you. So the drop I got from you, definitely. That's a preview of the DVD. It's going to be on there.
Yeah, all right. That's what time it is. So how much is the DVD going on sale for?
What'd you say?
How much the DVD is going in for?
Oh, shit. You know Ashford don't sell nothing, man. It's free, man. You know, everything's free right now, man. I got love for this, so I don't really sell shit. So it'll be free. You had a copy. As soon as it hit the streets, I'll come find you. And
Ashwood, on DJ Smell So Good blog is $5. Y'all on Ashwood, DVD.
Holla, you know.
Oh, this my nigga Ashwood. Miss Computer Lady said, hey, you know what I'm saying? That's real. Coming from Ohio, you know what I'm saying? Shout out from Ohio.
Ohio, Columbus.
Yeah. Miss Capule, I'm gonna let you hear something, you know what I'm saying, some nigga ass wood real quick. Since we all back on board. You know what I'm saying? Starship Smelling Pride. Everybody welcome, you know what I'm saying? Welcome aboard. And what you wanna hear, dog? I got a couple selections from you, you know what I'm saying? What your ear feeling?
Whatever the streets talk about, whatever one they feeling, whatever the streets talking about, whatever you get the best response from.
Nigga, turn up your swag, make a tape, keep up with me, getting money, or get your cake. Which one of you motherfuckers want?
Oh, okay, me personally, you can throw that get your cake on, because I'm an independent dude,
let me get a San Francisco. hold on, oop, my man, let me shoot myself. Hold on, before I beam him on board, y'all, my apologies.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had to get extra heavy artillery for calling San Jose, San Francisco, you know what I'm saying? My bad. Beam to San Jose, 408.
And I was trying to get what the fuck? How the hell did you beam me so quick?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'll call the wrong names and everything. I'm trying to hurry up.
Ashwood, what's that, homie? What's the deal? Who this? Hey, man, this is Goofy Bone, straight from, strictly from San Jose, California.
What's going on?
Shout out to DJ Smell So Good.
SSG, a.k.a. F, your favorite DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Blog Talk Radio. Fuck your favorite DJ.
You know. Shout out to my man, DJ Smell So Good.
Yeah, so your wife on the bridge. She chilling on the bridge. She, you know what I'm saying?
Who, Miss Computer Lady?
Yeah, Toledo, Ohio. You know.
Oh my goodness.
Hold on, let me check my email, Miss PC. I'm gonna check my email.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I think Miss Computer Lady gonna divorce me.
Uh-oh.
The things I've done this weekend. I tell you, when the Joker's wild, the Joker is wild.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Well, this weekend, man, because, yeah, this is Monday, ain't it? I've been so high, man.
Hey, brother, I don't know if you know, but it was a motherfucking Halloween. And believe me.
Oh, yeah, it was Halloween this weekend.
It wasn't Halloween. It was Halloween. The women out here, especially at the Santa Clara's university, state university's frats. Oh man, I'm telling you, it's like, hey, can I borrow your room? Sure, go ahead, pal. Done, all day, every day.
Wow.
Shout out to the frats. Man, it was a party and a half. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
Hey, shout out my nigga Felton Moore. Today is motherfucking birthday. If I don't call his ass on the phone, then I ain't got his number right now. But, yeah, Felton Moore, that's one of the video production people down here holding down for the bay. You know what I'm saying? You can check him out. Just Google him. Felton Moore. Yeah,
hey.
You'll get the information on him. You know.
Smelly.
Yeah, so what happened, man? We up here live.
I'm telling you, man. We around the corner from meeting each other, brother. And I'm dead serious.
I had to talk to Mars, man, because she, I had to really just, you know, let the cat out of the bag and shit. I didn't really want to let them know I was going to Vegas and shit. Because, you know, when you kind of, you know, talk about shit, people don't believe you and shit. So I was just keeping shit to my motherfucking self. But, you know, at the same time, you got responsibilities, you know what I'm saying? But I basically broke it down to her. I said, I understand I got responsibilities and all that. I said, but sometimes it's some things you just got to do. And this is something I got to do, and I'm going to do it.
There you go.
I got her blessing to do it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm fucking going to do it, you know what I'm saying? Ain't got shit to do about bills. You always going to have fucking bills. You always going to have debt. You ain't going to never get away from that shit. So
you ain't never going to pay our bills, people. I'll tell you that for
sure. Yeah, so if you always let that shit hold you back from doing shit that's destined, man, please, you're going to be a fucking ostrich with your head in the goddamn ground.
There you go.
It ain't nothing. You can't go hiding from nothing, man. Fuck that. And I appreciate Tasha for doing what she do, man. She came all the way from Australia, you know what I'm saying? And she went on a goddamn state-to-state tour.
Hey, you know, after I got done talking to you,
at the same time.
You know, after I got done talking to you, she was she already went to West Virginia?
Yeah. Yeah, she heading to, she be there for another week, and then she's going till this weekend, and then she's going to Las Vegas. And then after Las Vegas, she's going to goddamn Canada.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Before she go back to Australia. So that's what the fuck I'm trying to do. You feel me? I'm looking at different flights and shit. Like right now, it costs $734 to go to goddamn Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means? I'm on a motherfucking $734 grind to get to go see my motherfucking people. It's like, man, people, we got to just get the fuck out of our goddamn surroundings when you get the opportunity. You ain't got to be rich. You know what I'm saying? You let the white man think that and tell you that you got to be rich to go and enjoy your motherfucking self. Shit, me. And I ain't talking about enjoyment. It's going into that local bar, smoking that bitch out and drinking, you know what I'm saying, with your friends in the local clubs. They're going to come and smoke and drink with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that, man. I want to get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Spend some shit to... Like, that's what the Tasha Smelly Pride is all about. Experiencing shit. Hold on, man. Y'all ain't understand.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of which, Smelly, I got to call our my connect to see if we got all the greens that we need when we're down there. I'll give you a call right back. Shout out to Ashwood. And I'll call.
Yeah.
Beat me off real quick.
Here we go, people. Hold on a second.
You know, beat that gun.
Shout out V-Guns, you know what I'm saying? Thought my shit was working. Hold on, man. I got to put some lemon juice on.
Squeaky. Hey, but you know, the funny thing is when you...
Computer on.
There you go.
Space.
That's not it.
The final frontier.
Are we on a commercial break?
Oh, yeah. This is what the
Smelly Prize
is all about.
Smelly Prize.
No,
it's
man.
Five-year mission. To explore.
I'm trying to get some lollipops to bring up the lollipop.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
DJ, you little motherfucker. God damn, Timmy.
DJ is gone.
Yeah, fucking Timmy. That was Timmy, y'all. Timmy up there running around and shit. Running around pushing buttons and shit, you little punk motherfucker. Yeah, man, got this little crazy motherfucker.
Jay!
Get your ass out of here.
Hey, you know what, Smelly? I owe you rent. I owe you rent. Yeah, send him back with me, man, because that motherfucker,
man.
I thought I beamed him down, but I beamed one of my screaming bitches, if you know what I mean.
Hold on, I got to read this whole email that Miss Computer Lady just typed in the chat room.
Uh-oh.
Smelly, tell Goofy Bone, Miss PC Bone, I said moi, and that sounds kind of, you know, wrong for me, but yeah.
Hey, well, at least you didn't do the kissing sound effect, I'll tell you
I think my future husband forgot there are such things as archives, and yes, they were checked. I'm glad he said his wife in case he forgot. And now, see, both of y'all are wrong. These bills, yes, there are bills, but what you speak will indicate whether the bills continue or not. If you speak that there will always be bills, and there will always be bills. If you speak that bills will be paid.
Well, I'm jumping off this ship. I gotta go. All right.
I don't read too much. But I read it all out of context. All right, let me beam this motherfucker out of TV. He's about to have a goddamn connection fit. All right, shout out to San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? He's back up in this motherfucker. There you go. You know what I'm saying? What? Oh. All right, which one you want to get into? Because I forgot to tell the accent which one he wanted to listen to. You know what I'm saying? Miss PC Bone, what song you want to listen to, girl? We got that Get Your Cake, Get Your Money.
Get Your Cake.
Keep Up With Me.
Get Your Cake.
All right. Well, we got my nigga Ashwood, No Sleep Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? In the motherfucking building. So we're going to get into this exclusive right here. And then we're going to come back with another news of the day, y'all, and get into it. Yeah.
Patty cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Roll it, pat it, mark it with a B. Put it in the oven for you and me.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency.
Yep.
I make the song for you and me.
Come on.
Get your cake, be your own
man.
Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency. Then I make the song for you and me.
I won't knock your hustle, hustle don't knock mine. Racing for cash, I'll meet you at the finish line. I could be busy for cake, I'ma make the time. And try to duplicate my flow and copy my grind. Make beats like me, mix down like me. Run around telling people that they don't like me. Ashwood bring the heat, cowards ain't hungry. I gave you my style, what more do you want from me? Feel a bad vibe when I come through. Since I came around streets, I forgot about you.
Come on.
Better watch for the swag jacket. That's part of the game. I see our rappers, they rapping the same.
Nah.
And the same dudes talking, thinking they know me.
In
the house laying low, ducking they OG. One deep in the spot, it's whatever. Before you come at me, better have your thing together.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency.
Yep.
I make the song for you and me.
Come on.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency. Then I make the song for you and me.
What can you do for me that I can't do for myself?
Nothing.
When you're hot, everybody wanna offer some help. I'm the young talent. Most of these rappers is old. Honey Page lying about all the copies they sold.
Come on.
Yet you looking for a sit like them girls on a pole.
No
call, no show when it comes to your show. What you waiting for? We got the same goal. Keep focus on the grind. Get your foot in the dough. Kid, no sleep. That's the independent label. Thanksgiving. I bring a lot to the table. Ashwood, I'm the voice of hip hop.
Yep.
Your old lady screaming the kid hot. Might let the kid pop. You mad at me, pissed, so why not? I ain't even dropped, still a hive on the treetop. You big headed, I don't know where your mind at. You so smart, why the hell you ain't signed yet?
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency.
Yep.
I make the song for you and me.
Come on.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack it, stash it, you love currency. Then I make the song for you and me.
My bad, y'all. I had to goddamn get my shit out. I'm on the block live, so y'all got to excuse me. And I'm high, so you never know what the fuck going on. Yeah, matter of fact, I got the motherfucker let my dog tell it better how the fuck we do it.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy J on the world. I'm both fucked up now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still going to rock straight forward regardless. That's my life. Straight forward for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here.
Right on.
Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. Myspace.com/. SFN Visions. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Fo, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah,
yeah, Tampa,
bitch.
That's real. They do a mass beam. I'm beaming everybody up, y'all. Y'all hold on. This is a mass beam. I'm finna try to get everybody in at one time. Let's see if it works. Damn, I knew it wouldn't work. Motherfucker. Hold on. Hey. Everybody there?
I'm here.
Hello?
Yep.
Oh, okay. We in here. We in here. We got Cali in the building.
Yeah, I'm up in here. I got some bad news. My drug dealer's phone number seems to be disconnected.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to bring some tennis shoes. All right. Yeah, I know what time that is. It's all good. See, can't go on without it, though. I have to bring some sunshine steak. You know what I'm saying? Bring some sunshine steak. Hey, 699, I ain't finna say no more, because y'all already know that's party motherfucking time. Y'all can reach him, wait a minute, damn, party time, you ain't got the party's own number?
Of course, you know.
Yeah, what's the party's own number for everybody to get the latest info on what's going down on events around town, wherever Regular Game Entertainment might touch down?
Well, like we said, for private parties, we have our own number.
Hey,
I guess you can read it. We go ahead and hit block here at 813-463-2975. That's the real number you want to get up here. All fans, friends, and family, you know what to do. But for all online, you can hit us up at, you know, MySpace.com/. And all the rest of that other stuff, you know, ain't no need to say all that because everybody know everything is parties on 3929, so do what you do. Smell it. What's the topic of the day?
It is.
This is Las Vegas Monday countdown to the weekend. Goddamn it, that's the topic every motherfucking day till we goddamn leave.
West side.
Guess these motherfuckers heard, so I guess they already get prepared for that Wrecking the Game tour coming your way, man. Live, WDGE style.
That's all this is. It's just, you know, so we can get out and line up places to go on tour at. You feel me? Because Ms. Janu ready. We got an artist. We got some fire that's ready. You know what I'm saying? To bring the motherfucker into a city to perform and give a good show. But you got to, you know what I'm saying, have places to go. So basically, that's how I'm looking at it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, another avenue to network, meet some more people. Hopefully, we run into motherfucking George Wallace. That's my biggest thing, is to run into his ass. And that's going to be the biggest contact, you know what I'm saying, on the entertainment tip, you feel me? To really get it. Because we already talked to him live on Blog Talk, because I forgot that chick name. She had him live on her show, and I happened to be on the show that day. So,
you really want to sit up here and put these radio stations out there on blast. We need to go ahead and call our local radio stations and put them on the air and ask them some questions. Why they want to, you know, play with the music, you know what I'm saying? See what they got to say. Let the world hear what their response is.
Yeah, well, I'm already back on the damn smelly prize, so I can't do no three-way. You know, we got this intergalactic shit, but it don't do three-way.
That's a shame. We got all this intergalactic technology, and none of them has two-way radio, I tell you.
They overthunk that. Hell, who thunk that? So my bad. But oh, hey, Ash Wood, you got three way?
Oh, you know, well, I got the boost. I should have three way.
Nah, you don't, brother.
Oh,
we
you
all
got boost?
We all boost. Don't have three way.
Oh, no, boost no. Don't got three way?
No.
We got everything else. We got unlimited everything. So I don't know.
Yeah, we got
unlimited
everything. Trust me, brother. I'm boosting it too. Y'all want to boost me? It's 117-306-5227, and that's Goopy Bone, people. If y'all got boost the wetback when you got time. Hit me up, bitches. Straight up.
Yes,
sample. Don't worry, we're gonna hit you up. I'm going to get that number again a little bit before the show end, you know what I'm saying? But you know how we do it. Mr. Goofy Bone. I tried your chirp one time, but apparently you must have changed your chirp information, you know, recently.
I never change my information unless I say, ladies and gentlemen, my information has been changed.
So what you just made your public announcement, your information has changed.
No, it has not. Never in a million years. Shut up, Timmy. I'm talking, motherfucker. Shit. Anyways.
Tell Timmy to go
What's
ahead
that,
and sit
Bobby
back
John?
And relax and go ahead and smoke one for you.
All right.
Hey. It might help his speech a little bit.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, this motherfucking shout out real quick. Y'all, man. Y'all already know how we do a live for all my motherfucking, send all drops to smellybtr at live.com, smellybtr at live.com, and I do the rest. I'll put all that funky music to it, unless you got a special beat or something.
It is.
I got beats, too. The beats I be using, you know what I'm saying, come from, like, my nigga the president who make beats. You know what I'm saying? These local beat makers and shit, too, now, because that shit there, I just got these other fresh beats. I would have used them on the first commercial, but, you know, I just got the fresh beat. So all the new shit, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to be using, you know, unsigned, unheard of beats, you know what I'm saying? Just so y'all can get a sample of it. When you listen to the commercial, you get like, damn, I like that beat. Well, that beat will be for sale, you know what I'm saying? I'm just letting motherfuckers hear.
Promotional use only.
No. But, yeah, he sell beats for the low, too. Check out the president, you know what I'm saying? I think it's at the president. What the hell is his email address? Forgot what his damn email address is. Oh, okay. Excuse me, the positive response to that. Hey, thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, I sent out a newsletter to everybody too, man. It's from thumbtack.com, which is like, it's something like Craigslist, but it's way better than Craigslist. You know what I'm saying? It ain't selling sex and all that shit. You can set up a profile. Money and all that shit off of it. So check that out, thumbtack.com. And it's a hot service, especially if, you know, for anybody out there looking for a job and shit. You trying to just put out there what you want to do. Like, I'm a DJ. So you'll see an ad that say DJs are really DJ. And it's a whole description of what I do. You know what I'm saying? Basically, a little resume so people can see already. You know what I'm saying? If you're a performer, you know what I'm saying? You can put your little, you know, this is what I do, this is why I don't perform that. And then it'll send out a, it'll ask for all your contacts and your email, and then it'll send out an email message to them for them to send back, you know, like a letter of references to you, back to you. And it'll send them a form, you know what I'm saying, fill out a little form, you know, so, and then when you send it back, the customer can actually click on it, and then, you know what I'm saying, so you can be like, yeah, Smell came to my birthday party, and he jammed that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, he did a good job, I appreciate it. Boom. And then, if, you know what I'm saying, the customers can come on your site and then they'll actually see that, on, you know what I'm saying, on your profile, like the testimonials and shit, like references. But everybody needs to set that up, too. It's hot, you know what I'm saying, it's a useful tool, you know. Check that out. Thumbtack.com, matter of fact, let me. Thumb like your thumb, tack, you know what I'm saying? Thumbtack.com. There you go. Going down live. All right, people. We got to get to another news of the day real quick. Y'all already know. Got to report y'all some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Live from the motherfucking hood. Trey 4, bitch. He live. Tuesday night, we go and visit your mother.
y'all already know, people. It's motherfucking business time. We live up in the building. Straight off of 34th of Chester Street, man. Hanging out, you know what I'm saying? Got my homeboy, Tico. Uh-oh, somebody done motherfucking hit this escape hatch and shit and blasted the fuck off. What kind of shit is that? Yeah, call this motherfucker up real quick, y'all.
Tavern where the elite meet to drink.
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Roch! Mike Roch! Hey, has anybody seen Mike Roch lately?
Motherfucker. Hell going on. Y'all, I gotta roll up. Roll up some good references. Some good references. I mean, references. I got to roll up some references. Yeah, roll up some references. That's what I meant to say. Yeah. And,
references may show that our references come in two flavors, white grape or original flavor. Take your pick.
Original flavor. That's real. All right, people. Blind Man News is coming to you, part by Nothing News Today. And let me get my porn music started real quick so we can get this thing set off for a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? Oh, hold on. There we go. With my porn music. And porn music is provided to you by Taboo and Debbie Does Dallas. Check them out. All right, people, we're starting off with Sunrise, Florida. Good old Florida. Where we all the people that volunteer to assist in cleaning up an allegedly foul-smelling house in Sunrise, in Florida, filling a 40-yard dumpster with rotting items, the helper said. Yeah, the house of the old-ass Deborah Higgins, 55, smelled so bad that when the utilities worker went to the home to collect on a bill, he thought someone was dead. Yeah, so police were called who discovered Higgins, along with 7 cats and 2 dogs, living in this shit. Yeah, volunteers disposed of Higgins' furniture, debris, vegetation, and a beehive containing an estimated 90,000 honeybees in a goddamn house. All right, people. They only in Florida, boy. White folks, y'all be off the chain, though. Y'all do live nasty than a motherfucker now. You just let the truth go, guys. Hey, ain't no problem. Hey. You are how you sleep. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, people, we're out of the USA with medical schools teaching alternative remedies, which this shit should have been taught all bitch, whatever. 10 years and $2.5 billion of research have found no cures from alternative medicine, yet these mostly unproven treatments are now mainstream and used by more than a third of all Americans. Future doctors and nurses are learning that acupuncture, yeah, good old acupuncture and good old herbs, along with anatomy and physiology at a growing number of medical schools, yeah, that's what they're learning. The government has spent more than $22 million to help medical and nursing schools start teaching about alternative medicine. Yeah, lesson plans that some critics say are biased toward unproven remedies. Because these bitches want to keep making motherfucking you bitches on Prilosec, Ativa, Sleeper Eva, Fuck-A-Mia, I Can't Retrieve, my goddamn Sanitia, all that old kind of goddamn medication. You better stay off of that shit, people. And yeah, acupuncture, is Chinese people been doing that shit, you know what I'm saying? Been doing that shit for ages, so, you know, shout out to them, man. There you go. Oh, okay. Hey. Oh, okay, I got you. You know I'm on the radio. We live. Sit in the passenger seat, man, of the starship. Fly this motherfucker. Got Chico, my homeboy Chico out of this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We getting high beyond high. We getting space getting high. You know what I'm saying? How can that be?
Man, he got to get out of orbit.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, y'all, we're going over to Rotterdam, Holland. Well, I want to thank y'all, though, man, because I'm telling you, man, we need to go over there, and that's a smoke fest waiting to happen. But unfortunately, doctors removed 78 forks and spoons from a motherfucking stomach. So we might want to be steering clear of this bitch. Yeah. A woman obsessed with eating cutlery had to go under the knife to remove 78 forks and spoons from her stomach. Yeah. Doctors said every time Margaret Dowman of Rotterdam, Holland, would sit down for a meal, she will ignore the food and eat the silverware instead. Yeah, the 52-year-old eventually went to the hospital complaining of a stomach ache and was rushed into surgery after an x-ray revealed the dozens of forks and spoons clanking inside her. I felt an urge to eat the silverware. I could not help myself, she said. Fucking nutball. Well, we ain't going to see that bitch, people. Yeah, we will bring our own knives, forks, and spoons. Yeah, because apparently she will not have any. The bitch ate all of them.
All
right. All right. All right, people, let's go to motherfucking Corsair, Denmark, where the largest cruise ship squeezes under a bridge. Yeah, the world's largest cruise ship cleared a crucial obstacle, lowering, damn, they can lower the smokestack. That's all in a bit. Lowering its smokestacks to squeeze under a bridge in Denmark, the Oasis of the Seas, which rises about 20 stories high, passed below the Great Belt fixed length with a slim margin. Okay, who the fuck cares? Congratulations. Anyway. Let's take this to Manassas, Virginia, y'all. Where a mysterious pumpkin carver haunts the neighborhood. Oh, shit, y'all. We got to play the Debbie Does Dallas music for this one, y'all. This might get a little funky. You know what I'm saying? It might get a little funky. Let's go. Thank you for posting that link, Miss Computer Lady. Shout out, Miss Computer Lady, a.k.a. Miss PC Bone. Yeah, well, residents of a neighborhood in Manassas, Virginia said someone stole local pumpkins only to return the items carved in traditional Halloween fashion. Ooh. Who the fuck cares, man? Y'all ain't even be cutting that shit out of. Who the fuck? Don't do that. Do niggas do that? Hell no. We don't do that shit to lose around white folks. We don't cut out no motherfucking pumpkins, bitch. Eat no motherfucking pumpkin pie. Wait a minute. Who eat pumpkin pie on this phone? On this teleported line right here. Party pie, you eat pumpkin pie?
Pie.
Huh?
Good pie.
Pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
Not sweet potato. I'm talking about pumpkin pie.
Don't try it. Don't eat it a lot, but I don't try it before. It's all right.
What about you, ass whoop?
What you say?
I said you eat pumpkin pie.
Am I what?
Do you eat pumpkin pie?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. Every now and then.
Well, yeah, see, that's what she said.
I'm eating bacon, egg, and cheese right now. I got my mouth full, my bad.
Oh, no, you're all good. All right, well, that's out to that stereotype, then, you know what I'm saying? Fuck you. We're going to tell you the same to the UK people where the crazy shit always happens. And this is where an elderly patient locked in an ambulance for hours. Yep. An elderly kidney patient was locked in the back of an ambulance for 5 hours. After the driver forgot about him and clocked off for duty. Yeah, the 65-year-old man was trapped at Charleston Ambulance Station in Manchester from the early evening until the middle of the night. Staff at the patient's care home contacted police after he failed to return from a regular hospital appointment and a non-emergency ambulance. And it is thought that the driver forgot about the man after dropping off 3 other patients. Yeah. What up?
Nah, get away. I spent all this money and they forget me.
All right, we're going over to Massachusetts, y'all. Smoking bans to extend to the great outdoors. Yeah. It was a recent trip to the park that finally did it. Jason Mayo watched as his father pushed his child on his swing. Cigarette clenched between his teeth. On every upswing, the child got a face full of exhaled smoke. And we can't tell people how to parent, said Mayo, a member of the Hayes Park and Recreation Committee, which is banned smoking in town's recreation area. So, appreciate it. And for all the other kids around the world inhaling that cigarette, too. So as smoking in the town's recreation areas, they're all banned now.
You motherfuckers can no longer smoke at the park, goddammit, just because y'all want to blow smoke in other kids' faces and other parents' kids' faces. Which I agree with that shit anyway, you know what I'm saying? You know? That's real. Anybody know, heard Home for Sale for a Dollar?
From where?
A Home for Sale for a Dollar. I have, because that's how these motherfucking crooked-ass white folks be selling houses. Before y'all get them and shit, the same condo we just bought was sold for a motherfucking $100. Yeah, we had to turn around and pay $80,000 for. So yeah, but in Chicago, Illinois, officials in suburban Barrington put three homes up for sale at just a dollar apiece and did not get a single bidder. Though the homes aren't officially designated landmarks, they all believe they have some historic value. That's why Barrington officials want to sell the homes, which are located in the suburbs downtown, rather than just demolish them to make way for development, which is the alternative. And for a buck. Yeah, that shit must be in the hood, man.
The hood.
Huh? Yeah,
Major Cox said that in New York City.
Oh, it did? Did anybody jump on it?
Yeah, everybody jumped on it.
On Dollar House? Damn.
Yeah,
hey, dude, we got a live testimony right here that says that shit was done. Hold on.
Tell us what Mayor was doing. Mayor Koch.
Mayor Koch. All right, this is my homeboy, El Suave. You know what I'm saying? On the block. Hanging out. Yeah, started shit smelling prior. And, how many people, end up getting, you know what I'm saying, an apartment or whatever?
You get it, right? Then, once you got a bank account, they're going to start charging you after 10 years.
After 10 years?
Yeah.
Man.
How you doing today? No, I just got
it
back in a little small
ponytail. Yeah, I had to.
And then after that,
if
bank,
I mean. Yeah, but 10 years, I mean,
what's
the. If y'all can't stack y'all cheese in 10 years, and I mean that you get a fucking free house for a buck that you live in for 10 years, and then that's when you gotta start making payments on it. And you ain't got no cheese, something wrong.
Right.
Something wrong.
Well, you did it.
Something wrong.
A lot of my family did.
There you
are. Yeah, they out there in New York.
All right. Well, let's go to Italy, y'all, where Mafia boss was arrested in a chicken farm raid. Oh, yeah, that. He's the Michael Vick of with chicken. Vick of chicken fight. Italian police arrested one of the most wanted mafia fugitives after tearing down a wall in a dawn raid at a chicken farm where he had built a hideout. Who? You know what I'm talking about? Oh. All right. Well, Salvatore Russo, the 51-year-old head of the Camorra clan carrying his name, had been sentenced to life in prison for homicide and linked to organized crime. It was on the run since 1995. The arrest was made at the farm near Naples after he returned from hunting. The alleged clan leader had set up a small hideout at the chicken and rabbit farm. Caught his ass. Oh, Russo, people. Off the street. There you go, fire that up. Take that on in the space. So I was going to take something on in the space real quick, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. We got to take something on in the space. Y'all hold on. We got to blast off real quick, you know what I'm saying? I got to walk over here and then walk to that room so we can smoke real quick. Y'all hold on. Still, we got the news, though. Y'all hold on. Oh.
Yeah, my door's open. What the hell happened? We got that door stuck again.
Blog Talk Radio. Oh no, maybe.
About to roll up right now, my nigga. Alright. Let me know. About to go smoke. Yeah, I gotta go to class soon.
Pretty much. Hey. Hey, Telephone. Nah, this is a basketball player. Yeah, he hit a real bat. Yeah, flew into the stadium. A real bat flying around. You know what I'm saying? No, he hit it with his hands. With his bare hands and knocked it down. It flew by him. And he swatted and hit that motherfucker. What's up, G? All right, that's all for you. Hey, y'all, hold on. Hold on, brother. I'm on the radio. Give me like 4 minutes. Or give me like 3 minutes. Give me like 2 minutes. I'm gonna read the last little headline. Yeah, I done counted out 5 times. You know what I'm saying? Just give me a couple minutes. How about that? All right, y'all, we're going to clear it out. Yo. Well, women are claiming to have been attacked by Ohio convicted sex offender Anthony Sowell are coming forward to share their horrifying experience. Yeah. Two women told Fox 8 Cleveland that they believe Sowell, 50, would have killed them and said they believed him to be alive, luckily be alive. He was going to kill me, one alleged victim said. I have stabbed on my neck and nerve damage. I couldn't leave the house for months. I was afraid to go to the stove. I could not sleep. That's some other bitch said, but, you know, if y'all see this dude, this nigga sweating like he been smoking like, damn, too much, you know what I'm saying? Come on, bro, you gotta lay up sometimes. You know, everybody got a habit, but damn. And I guess he took it out on the women in the process, you know what I'm saying? Beijing, China, where the first snow of the season artificially is due. Chinese meteorologists covered after seeding clouds to bring winter weather to a lingering drought. Snow, the capital kept falling for half the day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, by temperature as low as -2 degrees Celsius and strong winds from the north. Chinese meteorologists half a year sought to make rain by injecting special chemicals into ground. Shout out to motherfucking shout out to Goofy Ball, shout out to everybody that's coming through this podcast.
Yeah.
Yo. John New, this is
DJ
Party Time. DJ
Party Time. Are you done mixing yet?
You're a DJ.
Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take the streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be back. Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take.